That was Marv Levy, who I think John Clayton would agree is having a challenging first year trying to turn around the winning culture of the Buffalo Bills. John Clayton, the ultimate 007 of the NFL. How are you?
Good. How are you, Nick?
Very good. I know that you're crazy, but, you know, I thought we'd have a little fun starting off. We had Bob Costas for the full hour yesterday, and we talked about the fact that one of the reasons why football is so much more popular than baseball is because we've developed a big event culture. Here's Bob Costas from yesterday's show.
I don't think there's anything, or not, at least not much, fundamentally wrong with baseball, but the culture has changed. It's a big event culture, a short attention span culture, and a baseball playoff series takes 7 games to play out. It's not one game like football at a time of the year when people tend to be watching television.
That's Bob Costas from yesterday. Is that, do you think, the big thing, that we have just changed our attention spans, are given more appropriately to a football kind of format?
Well, and I think even more so than that, because add to the fact, not only do you have the big event part of football, but I think once you get to, say, a World Series, there's really almost, it's a regional sport in many ways. Now, I think it verifies by the numbers. I mean, you know, outside of, say, St. Louis and Detroit, the interest in baseball in the World Series isn't in comparison to, say, football once you get into the playoffs. Because, again, I think there's so many things that factor in. I mean, one, I think there's so much more interest thanks to fantasy football that really keeps the public even more educated as far as the players of the game. But then, of course, the big event then carries through for each of the playoff games to a point where it's a big crescendo at the Super Bowl. And then it even carries through in the off season, where baseball used to dominate in the hot stove league. It's still very vital, but it's not as big as, say, the NFL for the hot stove league after their season because of free agency and everybody worried about what their individual teams are going to go. I just think that in many ways, football continues to explode as far as its interest, and it hasn't reached a peak yet.
That's my next question, which is, football just continues to grow. What are the key things? Do you think, perhaps, this is my perception, John, from watching it over the years, is there was such a cultural anonymity with regard to the guys in the trenches in football, and now you're beginning to take advantage of the free agency era so that what you see, for instance, with LeBron and the LeBron family, you know, they're trying to put faces in the same way from the NBA in the NFL, trying to make sure people see these people as real people, not just as warriors and gladiators on the field.
Sure, and I think also, too, I mean, fantasy football has really helped that. Now, again, I'm not a fantasy guy, but I think you have to take into the realities of now, you know, we're in baseball for the most part, you know, you care about your home team. Where in football now, you may be watching as many as 5 different games over the weekend because there's a care for, okay, how's my running back doing on this team, or how's my wide receiver doing on this team? And so I think what it does do, and particularly, too, knowing that, you know, you've got more fans that have access to things where they can find more games and more things. I mean, how many, think about this, and again, maybe it's just there's so many baseball games. How many times do you think a fan is going to be sitting there switching and watching 4 baseball games in a night? Because there's one big day of football and, of course, a couple days where there's night games, you have more fans watching more games, and they're trying to gather more things, one, about their own team, and two, about some of the players they care about, either as far as interest or fantasy football.
One of the things that has also, I think, made it difficult for baseball to sustain itself, John, is what we talked about yesterday with Bob Costas, about the focus on history, the statistics, the numbers. When you would talk about a Babe Ruth or a Joe DiMaggio or a Sandy Koufax, there was always a sense of the lore. And today's culture doesn't pay attention to history. Here's Bob Costas from yesterday.
Only based on what's happening right now, or the only thing that matters is what's happening right now. We live in a youth-oriented culture, and some of that is understandable, but we glorify youth to the point where anything that happened less than 5 minutes ago or more than 5 minutes ago is somehow viewed as irrelevant or old-fashioned or whatever. But where does the context come from if it doesn't come from some appreciation of what's preceded it and some perspective that comes with having seen something over the course of time as opposed to just being confronted with things for the first time?
Do you think the NFL, John Clayton, is doing a better job of reaching out to the young commercial, the young consumer of media?
Yeah, I think they are, because I think you can just see it in the commercials that are out there. I mean, you can't go more than, say, an hour without seeing some kind of a Peyton Manning commercial. And I think that, they reach out a little bit more with their stars and have a little bit more clout to be on the air as much in commercials, to a point where, I mean, you're going to see Chad Johnson more so than you're going to see, Albert Pujols, or you're going to see Tom Brady more than you are, say, Glavin or some pitcher in baseball. There just seems to be more of a star factor that's been able to sell, and I think, and also too, knowing that if you look at the football commercials, more so now you seem to see more football players on the beer commercials, which of course, they're not going to have current players on the beer commercials, so they're going to go into the past more. So all of a sudden you see more of the past stars of football starting to reemerge in commercials. And so I think there's the marketing aspect outside of football that helps football more so than it does baseball.
Well, one of the last things we talked about on the show yesterday was just the amazing, you and I have talked about it also on this show, John, is the up and down nature, the incredible, unpredictable nature that football has always been unpredictable, but this year is even at a higher level. Here's one last clip from our friend Bob Costas.
Booker was picked off four times, and two of them were returned for touchdowns, including a 100-yarder, and that can happen. There is a situation in the league where almost any team could, under the right circumstances, especially if they're home and they catch a good team on a down day and get some breaks, almost any team could win almost any given game.
I'm from Arizona, and I don't know about that, Bob.
There may be an exception.
only the Cardinals could figure out how to play so well
exactly.
And lose so horribly that night against the Bears.
And every week after.
Yeah. Well, once they lost that game against the Bears, their season was finished.
That was Bob Costas, joined by Gary McCord. Do you think we'll make the transition now to the actual things that you cover, which is those teams that are on the upswing and those that are on the down, like the Steelers and the Cardinals. Are the Cardinals done? Is it really over for them completely? Is it not even worth turning on the set if they're on?
Probably not, because you can see that they lost their way in that Chicago game, and a loss like that has been, almost impossible for them to come back. I mean, now, they get a bye week, a chance to refresh themselves, but they're refreshing themselves knowing that unless you swing the table and go with eight straight wins, they're 1-7. I mean, their season's over, and unfortunately, not a lot of things can be gained out of this other than, now it looks like Denny Green may lose his job at the end of the year. So they're pretty well done, and the Steelers are close to being done because the margin of error for them now is probably two games, and with some tough games coming up within the division, they're not going to probably have a winning season. I think they still have a chance to get to 9-7, but in the AFC, nine wins isn't going to get you into the playoffs. And so, there's more of a predictable nature in pro football now than maybe, say, 10 years ago. When you talked about almost 75% of the teams being between 7-9 and 9-7, there's separation. And because of separation, good teams, bad teams, Arizona being a bad team, that now it really does take 10 or 11 wins to make the playoffs in both conferences.
Well, we're going to go to a break in a second, but the last comment I'll make, because I'm biased about this, is the teams that are intelligent enough to understand that their kicking game is important are teams that are going to be more consistent. And to me, the best example is what Indianapolis did when it picked up Adam Vinatieri, because they now have a guy they can count on, and even Peyton Manning, as dependable as he's been, will say that having that kicker, and the same thing with Michael Vick, frankly, from 4 weeks ago, bringing in Morton Anderson, they have won several games that they would not have won without them.
Hey, being on the sideline of watching that Indianapolis game, having Vinatieri on the sidelines as opposed to Vanderjagt, and no knock on Vanderjagt, Vinatieri's just better, there was so much confidence that they knew they didn't have to drive the ball all the way down to the goal line to get the game-winning field goal. All they had to do was give him a chance, and Vinatieri was going to ace it.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have a couple comments from John Clayton around the league about Carolina, about Parcells, about Brady, about Michael Vick, and maybe, I think, the most difficult and wrong decision of the season thus far, which is Bill Cowher choosing to play Ben Roethlisberger after two concussions within a few months. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.